Chris, Jane wants to know, do animals go through a menopause a bit like humans do?
The menopause, it's a bit of a conundrum on the surface when you think about it. So if there's some kind of benefit to living a long life after the ability to reproduce, how do you actually transfer that benefit onto the next generation? And the answer to that kind of unites the animals that we do know go through the menopause. As far as we know, there's only two other species that go through menopause. And surprisingly, it's not an ape, it's not a primate. The other two are both whales.
So elephants don't?
Elephants don't. And yeah,
they're very long-lived, aren't they?
They are. And that's also a question that other people have asked when you think about in the context of, you know, why do whales do it? Why do people do it? Why don't elephants do it? So the answer to this question kind of it shows us what we have in common with all these animals. And part of it is what's called the granny effect. It's not called the granny effect after your nana or anything like that. It's actually named after a killer whale, who was called Granny. Killer whales are one of the species of whales.
As you do.
Yes, exactly.
There's a story in that. Why was it called Granny?
Because she was really old, bless her.
Oh, okay. So it was sort of logical then.
So people started studying Granny about 40 years ago. She actually died very recently, I think last month, and she was about 100 years old. And during the 40 years of research, she never had a calf, so she was menopausal. But the way that she actually helped her family group, each year, she would actually take the whales to find out where the best stocks of fish were. So she was helping her immediate family to find the best resources of food. And because of that, she improved the health and welfare of her family. And so, of course, that's how they actually get to pass this ability on to the next generation. And then that goes on to your question, why don't elephants do this? Well, whales are very family-centric, and people are very family-centric as well. Whereas groups of elephants, they're not as loyal, or rather, their groups tend to kind of split off and reform. Whereas in people and in whales, the family groups tend to stay together very closely.
So the fact that the grandma may not be reproducing but is doing the babysitting and helping with family cohesion,
exactly,
means that there's a strong contribution to the family unit's success. So
exactly.
you breed into
exactly she's
evolution.
She's passing on the knowledge from her long lifetime. She's improving the health of the calves. The calves are more likely to survive, and then